This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living, sponsored by Vane Innovations.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, did you know that October is National Family Heritage Month? And to help you out with bringing back all those wonderful memories of family, I brought in a great friend of mine, Loretta Hannon, and she has a class. She is a writer, and she often holds writing classes, and this one is a doozy. It's Don't Wait for 'Em to Die, a memoir class by best-selling author Loretta Hannon. You have written how many books yourself?
I have written two nationally published books, but probably one of the dearest pieces of my writing has been my first ever venture into storytelling, which was a family history.
Which, it's hysterical. I don't mean to laugh at your family, yes. But it was hysterical.
Oh, I'm so glad. No, we, you know, humor was our coping skill, you know, growing up in our family. So it is fine to laugh. And, you know how families are. There is so much craziness and dysfunction and love and people contradicting each other. And just, you know, it's something everyone can relate to. And those stories are so important to preserve, whether you ever want to formally publish them or not. The important thing is to at least record them so that, you know, your grandchildren and mm-hmm. your other family members will always have those, and it can be carried on.
And we're not just talking about Grandma Simmons, born on this date, died on this date, married Grandpa on this date. We're talking about the good stories that everybody, either some remember, some don't, but
yes,
the true day-to-day life.
You know, it's so true, because those are where the lasting impressions and feelings that form you as a person, that's where those things occur. And everyone can relate to universal human emotions, whether it's family related or just life related, even outside of family. And when I did, before my memoir, The Cracker Queen, came out, I just for my family, I did a little compilation of stories from my aunt, because she was the last of the line of my father's side of the family. They lived in the Northeast, very different from the Southern,
oh, yeah,
poor white trash side of the family. And none of my siblings remembered the stories that were told. And so I thought, wow, I better get on this so that we have this forever. And I was so glad I did, because that aunt passed away just 2 years after that.
So did you just sit down and talk to her?
You know what? We emailed, and I actually, because she wasn't super comfortable with email. She was in her 80s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, at that time. And so I also just put interview questions in the postal mail, and she handwrote out the answers. And, it ended up being a beautiful little piece, you know, with photos of where they grew up, the houses they lived in, and just those great stories about these colorful characters. Everyone has some colorful characters.
Oh, yeah. Every family does.
Yes. I hope people understand that there is an urgency to this process, because it will take longer than you think, and you never know what could happen. So if you don't at least get started on telling the stories that you're compelled to tell and share, it could be too late.
Well, where do you get started in a project like this? To me, it seems overwhelming.
Yes. And in my upcoming class this Saturday, a big part of that is showing people how to just get their heads around the overall thing, how to put together an outline.
One person?
You don't know. It totally varies. You know, some people can do a memoir about a weekend in their life. A day in their life. Some people can do a memoir about their favorite foods. You know, I mean, it's wide open, and I see everything in these classes. And I only do this class once a year, and, and it's a very intense thing. And I keep the class kind of small, because memoir is heavier than anything else, because you're dealing with your truth and other people's truth, then those may not match up, and you might have some painful material that you really need to process and go through. Not everyone, you know, is tormented and needs to write that kind of memoir, but, you know, it's just heavier when you're talking about people and how they've affected you and what your reaction has been to them. So I really just try to guide and encourage my students. And, you know, even after the seminar is over, you know, I always say our relationship does not end here. Mm-hmm. You know, email me, whatever, and I'll help you work through some things.
Because do you actually start writing the memoir in the class?
No. But I do give them really provocative prompts and little exercises mm-hmm. to help just really spark that fire inside of them and help them to kind of be reflective and to get some things on, absolutely, on the page for the whole 3 hours of the workshop. And a lot of it deals with, you know, how do you structure what you're doing? How do you frame it? How do you stay encouraged, having the right mental attitude about it? And for those who are interested in one day being published, I also cover the business side of it, how to find the literary agents interested in your work and those kinds of things. So it's perfect for either the brand new beginning writer who doesn't have a clue, has never written anything, all the way to the best-selling author. And I always have both ends of the spectrum represented and lots of folks in the middle.
The seminar is October the 8th at 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And I think it would be a great gift for everyone in the family for Christmas and the holidays.
Yes, that is a fantastic idea.
And that costs you no money. It just costs you a lot of just time and love on your part.
Absolutely. And the key is, if folks are interested, they do need to advance register by this Thursday night.
Okay.
And they can go to my website, which is thecrackerqueen.com. It's right there on the homepage, the link to it, mm-hmm. and get to it right there. And they can kind of get a feel for me from thecrackerqueen.com to see if I might be a good match for them. I love teaching. You know, I've been through so much in writing my memoir. I'm the expert on what not to do. So
give us a hint on what you would advise someone not to do.
There is so much. Number one, don't talk about your memoir plans too much, because if you talk about it too much, the magic kind of leaks out of it, and you start talking about it more than working on it. That's one thing. Another thing, this is a problem we all have. We are plagued by so much self-doubt, mm-hmm. okay? I thought for years, I'm not good enough to be a real writer. I can't make it. You know, oh my goodness, why even bother when these great works of art have been written? I'm crappy. I just can't cut it, right? And I'll write something and say, oh my gosh, that is so horrendous. I'm going to go to the mall now and buy some expensive makeup. You know, procrastinating, getting distracted, being overwhelmed by too many ideas. And so that's something this really focuses on, this class, is just how to win the mental game of getting this actually done.
And if they get started, like you said, you don't leave them after this three-hour class, which
that's
is,
right.
Oh, that is such a helping hand up. Because
yes.
Once they start, get stuck,
yes,
you're there.
That's right. And everyone will have a really nice thick workbook, a resource packet, a recommended reading list. And then for those who would like to join us immediately after the class, we walk right around the square. This is being held at the Marietta Square mm-hmm. at the Marietta Museum of History. Lots of fun stuff going on the square this Saturday, too, for mm-hmm. folks to enjoy. And we just hang out at a place called Hemingway's, and we have libations and just continue the discussion. And it's a nice kind of time to decompress and for me to hear more from them as well, which I really enjoy.
So I guess the first hurdle that you need to jump over in this is you have so many ideas in your head about where you want to start, how you want to start, because a lifetime is a
yes,
lifetime.
That's true.
And how to narrow
that down. That's true. And I always advise folks to first start with a list of kind of the things that have stayed in their head the most vividly over their lifetime. Just keep a list of those things. That's what I did with my memoir, The Cracker Queen. I just said, what are those strongest, most vivid, wildest, most strange, interesting stories from my whole life? And then I just started tackling one at a time. I had little, small stories, so people shouldn't be overwhelmed by, oh my God, I could never write a huge book. Mm-hmm. You can write a big book by completing little bite-sized nuggets, which is what I did. You know, and you can absolutely do it. There's nothing special about me on this. You know, I just had to get in the right frame of mind and decide, okay, I'm going to do it, no matter what the risk involved, no matter what the sacrifice would have to be made, because I have to get this story out. And, you know, it's been wonderful since that book came out, you know, hearing from people and how it has helped them. And because my book deals with some, you know, hardcore subject matter. And, you know, when I wrote my mom and sent her the manuscript when it was too late to change a word, I did that on purpose. My little note to her just said, "Dear Mama, this is my truth, and I hope it will help someone." You know, because I had a little prayer the whole time I would go out to my writing shed and write the book. And the prayer was simply, "Guide me, use me." You know, and so it's just been a really fulfilling journey, and I want to help other folks to see how life transforming, you know, it will be to get some stories down. It's a sacred process. I'm convinced of it. It's healthy. It doesn't cost anything to write. You know, you can't beat it, and it will give you clarity about things going on in your life. You'd be amazed.
And it's something that's lost. This used to be done years ago. Everyone did this.
So true.
With their diary, with their journaling.
Yes. Yes.
And this is something that's been lost, and it would be wonderful to bring it back for yourself and your family. We're going to take a break. We're speaking with Loretta Hannon, and she is holding a master's writing workshop Saturday the 8th at 11 o'clock at the Marietta Museum of History, and you can go to her website, which is
thecrackerqueen.com,
and register. And when we come back, I want to talk to Loretta about conflicting memories, how you handle that. So we'll take up that question when we come back. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now back to Belinda Skelton.
Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. I'm in the studio with longtime friend and author about how to write your memoir. Loretta Hannon has a master's writing class on October the 8th at 11 o'clock at the Marietta Museum of History about don't wait till they die. Get those words down on paper now. Now, Loretta, what if you're writing a family memoir? Say, I've heard my mother and my aunt argue over details. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like watching a ping pong match.
Yes.
And they pull me to the side and go, you know your mother's wrong. You know your aunt's wrong. So what do you do?
You know, you have to write your own truth. How things affected you, how you perceived what happened. You can't really worry about other people's interpretations. They can write their own memoirs, right?
True.
And I had a real dramatic example of this with my mom. Well, when I was 7, my mom had what they used to call a complete nervous breakdown. Mm. And she had a psychotic break, lost her mind, got really violent, crazy, you know, all this stuff. And so my dad, my brother, and the brother's wife had to stuff her in the car and take her to an institution. Mm-hmm. And that's how she was admitted. Well, my mother recalled it just like this to me. You know, Loretta, I'm so glad that I had the presence of mind to tell your father, John, I need to check myself in and get some help for a few weeks.
Sound like a spa day.
Yes, yes. And so she had a completely false memory. Mm-hmm. Because that was the way she wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, oh my gosh, I was just a child. Did I dream this? Did I imagine this? Do I have it completely wrong? And thank goodness, two of the three people in that car that day, you know, were still around for me to ask.
Right.
And they confirmed it exactly as I recalled it. Memory is so fluid. You know, the way you saw it compared to the way I saw it is really different. And that's why I really suggest when folks are working on their memoir, don't show it to your family members because they may make you lose some of your courage and your authenticity to what's true for you in the story that you experienced.
This is going to be something great for you. If you hold it on just for yourself, or if you share it with others, or you publish it, it's going to be October the 8th, 11 o'clock at the Marietta Museum of History. You do need to register. And how do you do that?
You register no later than this Thursday night at thecrackerqueen.com. You'll see a link that'll take you right to the page to get lots more information.
You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.